I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Secretary Laura Howard announced on Monday that the agency has awarded Kansas Suicide Prevention Headquarters, or KSPHQ, $231,616 to support the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition's continued enhancement of suicide prevention efforts, goals, and activities across the state. KSPHQ will be responsible for providing logistical and financial support to the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition as a whole, including its executive committee and designated subgroups. They will work to provide technical and subject matter expertise, develop social media and website hosting, and collaborate on the execution of activities as they relate to identifiable statewide priorities. To increase capacity, sustainability, and partnership in the area of suicide prevention in Kansas, the establishment of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition represents both public and private sectors that seek to empower Kansans to connect to suicide efforts that are already being carried out. Goals of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition include to provide enrollment support to new and existing members, facilitate the annual review and updates of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Plan, assist in completing an environmental scan of suicide prevention activities statewide, organize an in-person annual meeting of the Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition that includes suicide prevention and intervention trainers, and provide information to policymakers and advocates on how to enhance efforts of suicide prevention. To complete these goals, education from members and the community are represented, is emphasized and encouraged. The Kansas Suicide Prevention Coalition promotes sharing of resources, connecting organizations, identifying populations most at risk, and addressing behavioral health disparities that exist. The Kansas State House of Representatives Education Committee is set to hold a hearing on a bill on Wednesday, which some are calling yet another version of a parent's Bill of Rights. This bill, House Bill 2236, calls for school districts to establish a parent's right to direct the education and upbringing of their children, including the right to object to harmful or inappropriate educational materials and activities. Lawmakers in Kansas debated several similar proposals last session. Republican Representative Pat Proctor said people are dissatisfied with how their kids are being educated right now, and they're dissatisfied that these skyrocketing property taxes that we're all paying are going to fund it. And until they address that fundamental dissatisfaction, this issue is not going away. Republican Representative Adam Thomas from the Kansas City area introduced the bill, HB 2236, last week. The Kansas Association of School Boards wrote online that it will oppose this proposal, as this particular version would allow parents who disagree with what schools are offering to remove their student from a class or program without affecting academic records. Representative Proctor said he thinks that the reason that there is a push for this right now is because parents were home with their kids watching what their kids were learning on Zoom during COVID. The hearing is set for 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday in Topeka. Though this does not guarantee a vote, it allows Kansans to tell lawmakers what they think. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported an unknown vehicle was southbound on Kansas 27, 8 miles north of Goodland, just after 10 a.m. on Monday in Sherman County, when the vehicle struck the driver's side rear corner of a 2015 Chevy Trax, driven by Robert C. Sharps, 47, of Oakley, that was sitting on the shoulder of the highway. After impact, the Chevy came to rest in the west ditch, and the other vehicle continued south. EMS transported Sharps to an area hospital for treatment of minor injury. Kansas Department of Transportation preliminary crash notifications for 2022 shows Kansas experienced a 3% decrease in fatalities compared to 2021. However, vehicle crashes continue to be one of the state's main causes of preventable deaths. Vanessa Spartan, the Kansas Department of Transportation Transportation Safety Bureau Chief, said they hardly can celebrate 413 lives lost in 2022 compared to a total of 424 in 2021 because even one death is one too many. However, while many states in the nation are experiencing an increase in fatal crashes, Kansas experienced a decrease. She said behind those numbers are the families and friends that must be remembered, but it's positive that 11 more families were able to continue with their daily lives and enjoy last year in comparison to 2021. No life lost is the goal, and 413 lives lost in vehicle crashes is 413 too many. Loss of life and serious injury not only leaves families and friends grieving emotionally, but results in economic stress for families, employers, and communities. Spartan said everyone sets the tone by example by building a community intolerance toward dangerous driving behaviors that can lead to a vehicle crash. Far too often, loss of life and serious injury could be avoided by wearing a seatbelt, slowing down, and following traffic laws. In Nebraska news, the U.S. Attorney's Office announced on Monday that 24-year-old Alejandro Alvarado of Lincoln was sentenced last week to over 17 years in prison for possessing a machine gun and using it in furtherance of drug trafficking and violent crimes. And he will also serve 5 years on supervised release after his prison sentence because there's no parole in the federal system. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, in his sentencing, U.S. District Judge John M. Girard said Alvarado's past was littered with violence. Alvarado admitted to trafficking guns and switches that convert handguns into fully automatic machine guns, and authorities found that one of the guns was used in a homicide in Lincoln by a Tripset gang member. He moved the guns and switches from Kansas to Nebraska. After the arrest, a machine gun, marijuana, and pills that contained fentanyl were found in Alvarado's possession. A Lexington man was sentenced on Thursday to 9 years in prison without parole for possession of 500 grams or more of methamphetamine. Once released from prison, 35-year-old Rudy Ortega Raimondo will serve 2 years on supervised release, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. On October 3rd of 2021, a Frontier County Sheriff's deputy confronted Raimondo after reports that he was failing to maintain speed on Old Highway 23. Raimondo was arrested after failing to comply with the deputy's requests. Deputies searched his car to find a black trash bag containing 4 bags of methamphetamine, a meth pipe with residue, and a scale. A total of about 3.5 pounds of methamphetamine were seized. Some was tested, showing at least 98% purity. A 54-year-old inmate didn't return to the Community Correction Center Lincoln after his community job. Authorities said that George Piper went missing after not returning to the facility on Thursday night, and Piper started his sentence on October 27th of 1997. Officials said that he was sentenced to 35 to 52 years on charges out of Red Willow and Frontier counties, and these charges included first-degree sexual assault, second-degree assault, burglary, and escape. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services said that Piper has a tentative release date of November 19th of 2023 with a scheduled parole hearing in August of this year. Piper is a 54-year-old white male, 6 foot 2 inches tall and 170 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. The Nebraska Department of Correctional Services asks that anyone with knowledge of his whereabouts contact local authorities or the Nebraska State Patrol. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A man wanted for murder has been arrested in Jackson County. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man on a number of charges. Robert Eugene Love of Auburn was arrested Sunday and is being held in the Jackson County Jail on murder in the first degree, as well as 3 counts of aggravated battery while driving under the influence, fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer, and a number of other charges. The murder charge stems from 2021, when a passenger in Love's car was killed while he was fleeing law enforcement. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
State lawmakers are considering a bill that calls for a tax on public charging of electric vehicles, but not home charging. A tax of 3 cents per kilowatt would go to a Kansas Highway Repair Fund. Some electric vehicle owners have brought up the point that EV owners already pay higher registration fees. Others worry that it would penalize apartment dwellers who might charge in public and not at home. That according to the Kansas Reflector. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Is your life affected by someone else's gambling? If your answer is yes or you have more questions, Gammonon is there for you. Gammonon helps family members, friends, and those affected by a compulsive gambler find answers and strategies for dealing with the finances, debts, and strained relationships caused by gambling. Visit gam-anon.org for the national meeting list. Come to a meeting whether or not the gambler in your life seeks help or even recognizes that there is a gambling problem. For more information, go to gam-anon.org.
The Dane G. Hansen Foundation announced that it has approved the go-ahead for construction of their proposed Logan Intergenerational Facility, known as the LIFE Project. At their December meeting, the foundation trustees approved a guaranteed maximum price of $32 million presented by McCowan Gordon Construction Company based in Kansas City. And of that sum, $1 million is for fixtures, furniture, and equipment, and is being raised through a local fundraising effort. Groundbreaking is tentatively scheduled for March, weather permitting, with the estimated ribbon cutting in August of 2024 in time for classes that fall. The project is uniquely designed to integrate several community facilities into a single structure that encourages intergenerational connections, and the design includes a new 36-bed nursing home that will replace the aging Logan Manor, a new pre-K through 4th grade elementary school, a gymnasium and locker room complex, a weight room, and wellness facility, which will be available to the public. It will also have a community room and a multi-purpose room, which will double as a community storm shelter, and an indoor corridor, which will connect the new structure to the existing high school building for easy access by all students. A town hall meeting to share further information about the project is scheduled for 6:30 p.m. on Monday, February 13th at the Logan High School Auditorium. And the public is invited to attend and present any questions they may have about the project. Anyone that needs additional information may contact Michael Earhart of DK Development LLC in Phillipsburg, the designated owner's representative, at 785-302-1387. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2023 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tallgrass pasture use and practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through March 31st of 2023. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, as the survey asks about native tallgrass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should take less than 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tallgrass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and the biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. And Beam said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2023 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem23. And if you're unable to complete the survey but wish to participate, you can contact Tori Laird with the Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Agriculture Marketing at 785-564-6726 to receive a written survey or to complete the survey over the telephone. Doctors on Call is back for its 18th season and will be airing on Smoky Hills PBS on Tuesdays. Les Kinderknecht, the senior producer and director of Smoky Hills PBS, said they're excited to be back for this season of Doctors on Call, as they have a great lineup this year with many great doctors from central and western Kansas. The doctors selected each week have expertise in the topic chosen for the program, and viewers have the opportunity to call in with questions during the live show. A schedule of programs and past episodes is available at SmokyHillsPBS.org. And the show today, February 7th, will cover wound care and wellness checks with Dr. Tyrell Summers from Russell Regional Hospital. To submit questions electronically on a specific topic, viewers can send an email to doctors@shptv.org, and questions submitted through email must be received by noon on the day of the show. During the program, viewers can call in questions at 1-800-337-4788. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be corn dogs, baked beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be barbecue beef, bun, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, starting at 2:23, the junior high Stucco meeting, and at 4 p.m., the high school varsity and junior varsity basketball in Oberlin. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News has been brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Your weather is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your KQNK forecast for today should be sunny with a high near 49 with a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, should be mostly clear with a low around 21 with a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming west in the evening. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 51 with a west wind around 5 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, should be partly cloudy with a low around 28 and blustery with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour Wednesday night. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast for Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 40 and windy with wind gusts as high as 45 miles per hour on Thursday. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 45. On Saturday, sunny with a high near 56. On Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 52. And on Monday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 50. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is west at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.21. The dew point is 27 degrees. And the current wind chill is 21 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:22 and time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is hosting their 74th annual meeting Monday, March 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. in the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church Parish Hall. Please join us for a delicious meal and, of course, giveaways. Make your reservations by calling or stopping by at either branch office by February 27th. Reservations are $1. UNWFCU is federally insured by NCUA.
On Super Bowl Sunday,
be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Caster. The Super Bowl begins to ever slowly inch closer as the match between the Chiefs and the Eagles in Super Bowl 57 comes up on Sunday night. There are many different facets that could dictate how this game plays out, but Matt Verderam of FanSided.com joined WIBW Radio in Topeka. He discussed the importance of the trenches for Philadelphia and Kansas City in this game, and he feels that if the Chiefs can dominate the trenches, they'll win the game.
In terms of sack rate, sack percentage, Mahomes and the Chiefs ranked second in the league. The only team that got sacked less per 100 dropbacks was Tom Brady and the Bucks. And a lot of that, of course, is Brady just gets the ball out so quickly. The Eagles are 24th. Like, they give up a lot of sacks, which hurts to hold the ball. Great line, you know, hold the ball. I think if you're the Eagles, you just have to win this game in the trenches. If they can't do that, and this becomes Mahomes versus Hurts, I have a lot of respect for Hurts. They're not winning. They need to win this game up front, I think specifically with the defensive line.
KIA in Sports, I'm Fulton Camp.
John Deere utility tractors from Prairie Land Partners are the perfect match for any chore on your property, farm, or ranch. These tractors are the ideal blend of versatility and value. From working livestock to snow removal, for hay producers, municipalities, and property owners, these tractors bring the power and versatility so you can haul, mow, bale, feed, and maintain your property. Visit them online or stop by any Prairie Land Partners location to test drive one today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma.
One in every two U.S. adults has hypertension, also known as high blood pressure. Yet most people who have hypertension don't have it under control. Having hypertension puts you at a risk for heart disease and stroke, which are the leading causes of death in the U.S. February is American Heart Month, which brings awareness to the need to focus on your cardiovascular health. Talk with your healthcare provider and seek routine medical care to monitor your heart health and overall health. This message is brought to you by Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic, where our team is with you at any stage of life.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Be caller number 5 for your chance to win a Super Bowl party for 10. Call now.
On Super Bowl Sunday.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A cold front swept through last night, and behind that, we have some cooler, drier air that's moving in today with a ridge of high pressure. We're expecting some rain Wednesday across east central Kansas with a changeover to snow by Wednesday night, and some accumulating snow is possible, primarily from Topeka a little bit further east and northeast. And then we'll see a drying out period as we head into Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with temperatures becoming mild. For northwest Kansas today, sunny with a high temperature in the low 40s and a northwest wind. It'll be sunny in north central Kansas with a high in the upper 40s. Northeastern Kansas, sunny, cooler today and a bit breezy at times with a high in the low 50s. Clear tonight, our low in the upper 20s. For southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy, cooler and dry today, our high near 50. In south central Kansas, variable clouds today, breezy at times with a high in the low 50s. Tonight, cloudy and cold with a low in the low 30s. And for southeastern Kansas, a chance of scattered showers today. It'll be breezy with a high in the upper 40s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, packers are reducing some of the hours into their facilities, and it did strengthen the cattle market to start out the week. And cash trade is expected maybe earlier in the week. We do have some packers that are short bought, so don't be surprised to see a 160 to 161, even potentially as early as today. We'll see if that takes place. Didn't break anything yesterday. As far as the overnight trends are concerned in the grain market, a reversal from yesterday's trade. It was a narrow, mixed, and choppy trade. Wheat futures 2 cents higher on the old crop, 2 lower on the new crop. Corn futures 2 cents lower. Soybeans 2 cents higher on the new crop trade. You're listening to the Kansas Ag Network.
Your local Zomatic dealer works hard to give you every advantage when it comes to your irrigation operations. This year, we're giving you a head start in preparing for the upcoming season by letting you choose between industry-leading interest rates and deep per-tower discounts on a new Zomatic pivot. The earlier you act, the better your deal will be. Better deals, better equipment, better season. Better contact your local Zomatic dealer today to learn more. Terms and conditions apply. See your local dealer or visit lindsay.com/springsale for full details.
New federal guidelines have nearly doubled the number of Americans eligible for lung cancer screening. Insurance companies are required to cover these tests for those ages 50 to 80 who currently smoke or used to smoke. Along with new treatments, lung cancer screening saves lives. If you are 50 to 80 years old and smoke or used to smoke, talk to your doctor about lung cancer screening. For more information and to find a screening center near you, visit the National Lung Cancer Roundtable at nlcrt.org.
Following the return of The Voice. Now, season two will feature 40 celebrity guests along with new games and more. And Jimmy Fallon returns as host of the music competition series. The second season will have 10 episodes.
Thanks for listening to KQNK AM and FM.